Automatically, it recorded the direction, the time, the intensity. In a few hours, it would pass the information to Earth. As, also, would Orbiter M15, circling Mars twice a day, and High Inclination Probe 21 climbing slowly above the plane of the ecliptic, and even Artificial Comet 5 heading out into the cold wastes beyond Pluto along an orbit whose far point it would not reach for 1,000 years, all noted the peculiar burst of energy that had disturbed their instruments, all, in due course, reported back automatically to the memory stores on distant Earth.